Okay, TH or prayer, both. Something, you know, I think there is something true there in this common, I think, New Age view or belief that there's an ongoing battle, but work or attempt at raising the consciousness of the humans from going on from a higher realm beyond this. And that we should learn to see that and work with that. You know, these people, they call themselves light workers and this and that. But I think that there's more to it. But then we have the religious people who tend to just sit with their own group thinking that they are the only ones. For instance, among the Vaishnavas, which I consider myself to be, you know, the Hare Krishna movement and all that. You find the same thing. You find people who are basically just in some religious church, social group, thinking they are the only ones, and their narrative and all that is all there is, all that counts, and all the others are false. We find the same within Christianity and Islam and I guess and all over. But then there are the others. Well, that thing about finding the same in others should be said after this, because otherwise. What I mean is that, and among those Vaishnavas, Krishna people, many actually, if not most, including myself, see it more that way, that this is universal. This, you know, there's even in the old Indian scriptures descriptions of battle between devas and asuras, and Prabhupada founded this Hare Krishna movement in the West. He said, I didn't come here to bring a religion. But to help people, irrespective of religion and race and nationality and all of that, language, can better realize themselves and their relationship to God, and that's really what a guru is for. So I think that's what's needed, that we humans, we who have a spiritual side or are aware of that we have, raise above this sectarianism and small-mindedness, us and them and all that. We're just a big crowd of living people, all of us, not only humans but all different bodily forms. Here we are, and if we follow true nature, then we are happy. That's our nature. So Prabhupada said, I came to help everyone get happy. Now, people sometimes here in Europe, we are so used to these religious people coming up with these strange eyes and big smiles, saying, come to our group and you will be happy. And we know that, sometimes you can see it in their faces, the way they look is part of their appearance, is part of their missionary work. To recruit members to the group. Which their leader wants. And so on. It's just the standard way of the religions. And again, probably at least sometimes and often, I would say, what drives them, what drives these religious groups, is more needs for work, power and money and this and that. Than a genuine desire to help others be happy by realizing themselves and our relationship to God. Well, I know, because I was one of those who were in such a position, but then I thought, no, I don't feel good by just being a recruiter. Trying to make people join a group. working for some people who may or may not be good leaders and help the constituents of their group to become happy and self-realized, but may have ulterior motives or needs and focuses that are more about the organization than the people. So yeah, that's, I don't know where this is gonna go. I thought of it could be the janitor, now he's becoming that, I mean the talking head is becoming that janitor, so I don't know where this is gonna end.